Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, we're in the 75th edition of the Mostra di Venezia, the Venice Film Festival. We are talking about José, a film in Giornate degli Autori section, and we're here with the director, that is Lee Chang. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
And the producer, and among other things, George Robertson. Hello. Good morning. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello. Good morning.
My first question would be, why Guatemala? I mean, why did you choose this particular country to tell this story?
Well, last 2 years, I was asked by this question for many, many times by many, many people. Mm-hmm. And every time, give a different answer. But here, I want to give an honest answer and very short. And that is, we conducted extensive interview with LGBT group people mm-hmm. in 12 countries, and Guatemala is most striking, most tragic, most dramatic. And people are really struggling in Guatemala, and I feel their pain, so I want to do something about it. So we end up in Guatemala.
So you think that films can change the world?
I hope so. There is a big struggle in Guatemala right now at this moment of one bill called 5272 is against women, against LGBT people. So I hope my movie was also in Venice at the same time and was reported by the largest newspaper in the local Guatemala. And I hope it will make some change to the society to be more bearing, to be more accepting, to be more harmonious to everybody. And people have to take care of each other to make the country, society better.
Mm-hmm. George, you were telling us before the interview that all the cast and crew were from Guatemala. How did you summon this cast and crew? How did the process work?
Mm-hmm. Well, when we arrived in Guatemala, we knew zero people, and so you know the first step was to build up the team. And so there's a very small film industry there. So we meet with some people and tell them, you know, our idea and our plan, and everyone tells us, you know, we're crazy, and the movie cannot be made in this country. You know, no two male actors will never kiss each other, and you know, forget it. But you know, we took that as a challenge, and we turned to younger people, and our experience was that actually everybody wanted to be involved in the film. Besides those top, you know, quote top people, everybody wanted to be involved in the film, and we had castings with more than 600 people coming from all over the country. And
did you end up choosing natural actors or some professional, some natural? How did you
all non-professional actors?
Okay.
So we just build the team up one by one, but we do make the film with a very small crew, and everyone doing multiple roles on the set. And also the set is you know, a lot of live real locations, you know. So we want to have a small crew in order to attract less attention. It's mm-hmm. one of the most dangerous countries in the world, so it was a big factor to try to keep everybody safe.
Mm-hmm. The movie is shot in a very intimate way, I would say. How did you gain their confidence? I mean, how did you create this confidence climate between your actors?
That's a very good question, and it was very challenging and difficult. I have to thank my actor, who are very talented, although they were never in the movie before. We have many different ways and to get them relaxed. Of course, anybody who's on the camera first time have sex scenes, it's going to be very difficult for mm-hmm. everybody. So we play games before the scene starts, and to relax them up and really take care of them, and really be very observing of how my actor act in more like in the emotional ambience, atmosphere. If the emotion and atmosphere are right, it's right. I don't care too much about which kind of dialogue they're speaking or which kind of blocking they have to be. I more care about the emotion and the atmosphere. And these two actors, I get them to know each other way before the shoot starts. And they become good friends and very familiar with each other, and they talk a lot themselves to each other, and that helps. And also, Of course, as George just mentioned, we have mostly 8 people crew for the whole shoot. At the end of the shoot, we only have 7 people. So all my crew speak English, and they are Guatemalan, and they help with the set too. Will tell me like, oh, that's not a Guatemalan Espanol. It's a little bit too Mexican, you know. It reminded me, which is a great help for the shoot to go smoothly.
Is this something that you like? I mean, you were born and raised in China, I think. Mm-hmm. Then you moved to the U.S. Mm-hmm. and you made there your first film. Now, mm-hmm. Guatemala. Is this like moving around the world and finding new places and making movies about them? Is this what you want
exactly, to do? Exactly. That's my dream, to travel and film. So when we were in U.S., we found a lot of things that we want to try to see. A critique of U.S. culture. That's my first movie, Joshua Tree. And I was always attracted by Latino culture, with this kind of intimate relationship between mom and son, which is quite similar to Asia, mm-hmm. where I was born. So I traveled around 12 Latino countries, interviewed hundreds people in 20 major Latino cities, and it was great, inspiring experience. And all those stories gave me a lot of ideas that will keep me going. We were still planning to shoot somewhere in Cambodia, India, China, Brazil, if we have funding. We found this movie ourselves, but that's probably the last movie that we found ourselves. We're going to need extra fund to keep going.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this a little bit. What do you expect from Venice Film Festival from the presence of the film here? And what's the path that you want for this film?
From the very beginning with the movie, the only purpose was to tell the story and to try to find an audience, both an audience in the country and find some audience out of the country. Yi Qing always, even when he's a kid in China, always had this long-term dream and desire to make a film and to show it in Venice Film Festival. So, when we find out we're going to be here, we're, of course, very happy and excited. But, again, the main thing is just to get an audience from around the world and to draw attention to this very striking place, this very striking situation, which has a lot of problems, but also with half the people under the age of 19 in the country, it's the youngest country in all of the Americas, there's incredible youthful optimism and hope and potential, and the young people want the country to be different. We really believe the film can open people's eyes, show them something new inside the country and outside the country, and can make things better. That's mm-hmm. We're artists first and foremost, and so we believe in the power of art. And honestly, we've given up on a lot of the other avenues that are people using trying to improve things with a good heart. But we're not seeing those things working. That's why we really devote ourselves fully to art and feel that's the best. Really our best last hope.
Okay, we've been talking to Li Cheng, director, and George Robertson, producer of the film Jose. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you very much.
I'm David Martos, and this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.